I think that ultimately democracies are much better for people in terms of the rights they have and the security they have and the stability of countries. But democracy is not simple, and it requires active participation and respect between the government and the people, but it's the best system of any government, of any form of government. But I think we have to realize that it's not something that just stays, that it requires active work by the people as well as the governments and interaction between them.
How much influence do you believe that the Christian right should have over United States foreign policy?
I believe in understanding the variety of religious backgrounds here and the variety of people that come. It depends on what one sees as their mission. And I think that if it is being prejudiced about others and misunderstanding the role of other religions and other political groupings, then I don't believe in one group of people having total control over what our policy should be. I think that it's important to have a variety of views, and the strength of this country is our capability of respecting each other and arguing out our points of view and not diminishing the role of others.
How does what you've written in The Mighty and the Almighty apply to today's world?
I think in many ways it is almost more important now, because the various issues that I raised in the book in terms of a lack of understanding of Islam as a religion, as well as religious arguments generally in foreign policy issues, have actually gotten more important as people misunderstand religions themselves and how they can be hijacked by those with other intentions. And so I was very glad to be asked to talk about this again, because I think it's even more important as we don't understand the role of religion in our society.